Jesus in Kashmir. When at last Jesus arrived in Kashmir, it was beyond the synoptic ken, beyond even spiritual interpretation. He came to minister to a people who were already his people, but who perhaps would never be his people. He came to sit under the same tree that the Buddha had sat under, to become, beforehand, a Muslim saint. He came, perhaps straight from the inn at Mysia, straight from that life that had been his, but was his no longer. He came to sit by the hot springs and to speak of wisdom and truth, truth now distant from his own tale. And he, a stranger, holy man, invader, peacemaker, sage, spoke in words that the local people understood. The great tree was filled with birds. Children came with flowers on holy days. He spent his time in prayer. At length he died and was buried, either by his disciple or by strangers, and his legend grew, but it grew in obscurity, it grew into itself. Of four pillars, only two remain, the others being reports of reports. And this story, his Brahman Buddha life, his Sufi story, story of itself, was local and various, opaque, was a story none could contradict, no one kill for. Holiness, not dogma its point. And still the great tree remains, filled with bright birds, and the children with their flowers, and the broken pillars, witnesses.